be warmer with a high temperature up to about 82. Tonight, mostly clear, not quite as cool. Overnight low temperature down to about 54. Tomorrow, a mostly sunny day. How about mid-80s tomorrow, near 60 tomorrow night, up to about 84 Wednesday with partly cloudy skies. Still dry, then widely scattered showers coming in Thursday afternoon, but a better chance of showers and thunderstorms Thursday night into Friday. The pollen count medium to high today and in the medium range tomorrow. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASE Credit Union. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASE Credit Union, 9 locations or online at yourasecu.com.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery fire officials are investigating a late-night house fire. This happened in the 2600 block of Westwood Drive. People were home at the time but made it out safely. Fire crews tell us the home is a total loss. No injuries were reported. Montgomery police say a man was injured after someone shot into his car. This happened in the 1100 block of Bragg Street yesterday afternoon. The man is expected to be okay, but so far police have not made any arrests. And several North Alabama massage parlors have been shut down after state police say they were fronts for human trafficking. Attorney General Steve Marshall says employees at Ty Green's Massage Therapy had to work long hours and some were expected to engage in sex acts with guests. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Pros know getting the next job means doing this one right, on time and on budget. Lowe's is here to help by stocking the brands you trust to power through any job, like Hitachi Power Tools, soon to be known as Metabo HPT. Same tools, same warranty, new name. We also stock the quantities of the supplies you use most. Buy in bulk and get additional savings on fence pickets, posts, and concrete every day. For your next job and every job after, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. See ProDesk for details.
And now, the worst commercial ever.
I'm just your average, everyday, hardworking plumber. But when it comes to my business, only the best. Like commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive. They help design a customized insurance solution that gets the job done right. Just like me.
An actor trying to sound like a plumber. Excruciating. Whereas commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive is anything but. Visit ProgressiveCommercial.com to quote today. Insurance provided and serviced by Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. It's affiliated in third-party insurers.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees.
From our super secret studio that now has TV cameras and lights in it, it's the Health and Wealth Show. Now, here's your host, the guardian of your greenbacks. It's David Ernest.
Hello, everybody. This is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio.
Oh, wait a minute, David. You're not Rusty. I'm Rusty.
I know I'm not Rusty.
My bad. Go ahead.
Hello, everybody. This is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio. We are going to be on television.
On ABC 32.
So tune in or call me at 279-7431 for all your financial needs.
And don't forget the Health and Wealth Radio Show, weeknights at 7 p.m. right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV. And watch for us on TV on ABC 32. David's the pretty one.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Sri Lanka's defense minister says seven suspects are now in custody after a series of explosions killed more than 200 people.
On what should have been the most joyful day in the Christian calendar, volunteers carried away worshipers, both wounded and dead.
Democrats drawing battle lines against the president, saying they'll decide soon whether they will pursue impeachment proceedings in the wake of the Mueller report.
That tiger attack under investigation in Kansas, zoo officials say the handler that was attacked is in intensive care, but talking to authorities,
the curse of life La Llorona reached the top of box office charts, earning $26.5 million.
Well, he rose to fame playing a president on television, and now a comedian is poised to become the next president of Ukraine.
Now we come to James, our champion. $80,006, and now you have a total of $851,926 for 12 days.
If we look to the answer as to why for so many years we achieved so much, prospered as no other people on earth, it was because here in this land, we unleashed the energy and individual genius of man to a greater extent than has ever been done before. Freedom and the dignity of the individual have been more available and assured here than in any other place on earth. The price for this freedom at times has been high, but we have never been unwilling to pay that price. Those who say that we're in a time when there are no heroes, they just don't know where to look. The sloping hills of Arlington National Cemetery, with its row upon row of simple white markers bearing crosses or stars of David, they add up to only a tiny fraction of the price that has been paid for our freedom. Each one of those markers is a monument to the kind of hero I spoke of earlier. Their lives ended in places called Belleau Wood, the Argonne, Omaha Beach, Salerno, and halfway around the world on Guadalcanal, Tarawa, Porkchop Hill, the Chosin Reservoir, and in 100 rice paddies and jungles of a place called Vietnam. Under one such marker lies a young man, Martin Treptow, who left his job in a small-town barbershop in 1917 to go to France with the famed Rainbow Division. There on the Western Front, he was killed trying to carry a message between battalions under heavy artillery fire. We're told that on his body was found a diary. On the flyleaf, under the heading My Pledge, he had written these words: America must win this war. Therefore, I will work, I will save, I will sacrifice, I will endure. I will fight cheerfully and do my utmost as if the issue of the whole struggle depended on me alone. We must realize that no arsenal or no weapon in the arsenals of the world is so formidable as the will and moral courage of free men and women. It is a weapon our adversaries in today's world do not have. It is a weapon that we as Americans do have. Let that be understood by those who practice terrorism and prey upon their neighbors. As for the enemies of freedom, those who are potential adversaries, they will be reminded that peace is the highest aspiration of the American people. We will negotiate for it, sacrifice for it. We will not surrender for it now or ever. We are Americans.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome aboard, everyone. Newstalk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Monday, starting your week out right. Stock market is down 43 points, and it is absolutely gorgeous outside. The temperature is 78 degrees. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Hart.
Hello. Hello.
How are you doing today, big guy?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
I am doing outstanding. What a beautiful day today.
Yes.
Yesterday was absolutely spectacular. I had an incredible Easter. The service was great. And the food, man, oh gosh. That prime rib is really phenomenal. I've been eating on that for a while. And then did a little lamb also in honor of Easter. 272-9228. I got to give a shout out to someone.
You know, I told you Alabama Power was going to disconnect my security light.
Right.
Well, the guy came up to the door and asked where the security light was. And I talked to him for a second, and then he goes, I know who you are. I listen to your show every day. And his name is Ben Campbell. The nicest guy. I tell you something. Alabama Power, hiring people like Ben just tells me what kind of company Alabama Power is. And you don't run into many people that work the lines and do the outside part that are not really genuinely nice people, because it's some very, very hard work. But Ben, thanks for taking care of that for me today, and thank you for listening to the show. I really, really appreciate it. Yeah, I tell you, Sunday was just unbelievable. That was a picture-perfect day. Started out cool and then warmed up tremendously, and it was just great. I just had the best Easter I've had in a long time. I got to see young William Morris, which was delightful to see him. And it's really, really good. And I tell you, the food was just spectacular. That prime rib, that prime rib is just off the charts. That was one of my better decisions I've made in life recently. let's kind of get to it here. The Sri Lanka. I woke up yesterday morning to this bombing. So let's go to Sri Lanka. Eyes Local Group, CBS Cut 1.
We have breaking news from Sri Lanka after a series of deadly terror attacks on Easter Sunday. There was a new explosion in the capital, Colombo, just a short time ago. This latest blast followed a string of suicide bombings targeting Christians celebrating Easter. The Sri Lankan government says they were carried out by a local group of Muslim radicals. The bombing killed at least 290 people and wounded hundreds more. U.S. officials say several Americans are among the dead.
Sri Lanka's health minister says warnings from intelligence agencies were not followed. The terrorists targeted three churches and three luxury hotels in nearly simultaneous attacks on Easter Sunday morning. Elizabeth Palmer's in Colombo, the capital, near one of the bombers' targets yesterday.
Front of the first church to be bombed yesterday, San Sebastian. And as I was walking down here about half an hour ago to talk to you, that other bomb went off just around the corner. We don't know about casualties yet, but witnesses say that police had spotted a suspicious van, and when the bomb squad turned up to try and defuse what turned out to be a bomb inside, it went off. Just a short time ago, the Sri Lankan government, as you said, has accused this local homegrown Islamist extremist group, Tawhid Jamaat, of carrying out yesterday's bombings. And specifically, they said that the group sent seven suicide bombers to do the deed, all of them Sri Lankan.
This was horrific. 290 people killed, over 400 injured. Out of this thing, seven bombers, and they found a van that had a bomb in it, but it obviously didn't detonate. But when they were trying to disarm it, it went off. I don't know if anybody was hurt in that. I assume they were using remote devices for that. So let's continue on with the Sri Lanka story.
The church clock of St. Anthony here in Colombo, the minute it was hit. Now forensic teams are combing through the debris, looking for evidence. Yesterday, Sri Lankan special forces carried out raids in the capital, and three officers died. But by this morning, the government announced 24 men were under arrest. Yesterday's attack was coordinated and of unprecedented cruelty. It left landmark churches in ruins and killed or maimed scores of Roman Catholics. What should have been one of the most joyous days in the Christian calendar has left overwhelming grief. At the three hotels that were bombed, Sri Lankans and tourists alike died as they gathered for Easter brunch. Colombo's mayor, Rosie Senanayake.
This is a very sad moment. This is a very cowardly attack. And it's not just an attack, it's a very gross, gruesome attack on humanity.
A civil war between Buddhist and Hindu Sri Lankans raged here for 30 years, and suicide bombs were a common weapon. But that war ended in 2009, and Sri Lankans believed the worst of the violence was over. They were wrong. In Colombo, police are everywhere today.
Normally crowded streets are quiet, and schools remain closed in a country both stunned and fearful.
They are afraid, but they are also angry. As I came through the streets here after that most recent bomb went off, people poured out of their houses suddenly, and they mobbed soldiers who were trying to get through on motorcycles. There's no question the situation here is very tense with the history of violence in this country. The government is very nervous that things could explode.
Explode. I mean, they had an incredible civil war that was there, that I went back and looked at some footage of that, and I mean, it was horrific and just this incredibly violent. But to do this on Easter was clearly done to send a message to Christians that are out there. And they've already made some arrests. I think she said 26 people have been arrested. Of course, they may just be doing gigantic roundups. But this is absolutely horrific, and we're going to get more into the details of this, particularly by someone in the NYPD that does this kind of work. News Talk 93.1, Dan Moore Show, we'll be back right after this.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Is man's best friend. And while you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Acceptance Insurance are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Acceptance Insurance. Protection. Options. Peace of mind. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Acceptance Insurance.
For more information on the Paw It Forward Pet Drive, go to newstalk931.com.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. It can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Come on, boy, finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Okay, let's move on to a police expert talking about what he sees was behind the Sri Lanka bombing.
John Miller is New York City's Deputy Police Commissioner of Intelligence and Counterterrorism. He's also our former senior correspondent. John, good morning. You just heard Elizabeth Palmer describe it as a tense situation there, that controlled explosion, as well as Sri Lankan police finding 87 bomb detonators at a bus station this morning. What are you hearing from your intelligence counterparts?
Well, from the time this started about 4-something in the morning yesterday, Chief Tom Galati, Chief of Intelligence, Chief James Waters from Counterterrorism, the wheels started turning in New York about getting information about what they were seeing there and what we heard we didn't like, which is a complex multi-location attack that was very well organized, and then making sure we put the pieces into place here against any similar targets.
You don't like the idea of a complex multi-destination because it suggests an outside force outside of the country?
I think when you look at this and you see 7 or 8 locations off the bat in near simultaneous staggers with then other later ones, then raids on places where suspects set off bombs, what you're looking at is the kind of operation that would take a great deal of organization, a good deal of funding, and more importantly, a fairly large number of people for your average terrorist plot, which increases operational security. How do they run this for so long with so much planning and so many wheels turning
and
without it being found? Exactly, Gail.
Yeah, you think about the coordination and just the bomb making of all this, but using suicide bombers like that does make it very difficult to protect against.
Well, and I think the fact that there was a civil war for so long, there has to be, let's say, residual or leftover knowledge and expertise from having that war for so long. And now the different groups of people, different motivations, obviously this isn't Buddhist versus Hindu, but you'd imagine that sort of knowledge would be around, which might make it easier to coordinate an attack like this.
Yeah, and they said in the first story that during the Civil War, using suicide bombers was kind of what they did.
Right.
And so you probably have some people that kind of understand the dynamics of it also. So let's continue on with this.
But then there's word that the government had been told something 10 days ago that there could be an attack on a church. Does that mean they didn't believe it, didn't take it seriously?
Well, they did put out a notice to other government officials warning that they were taking this seriously and that the threat itself touched a number of important other investigations. So, and we've seen this here in the United States, Gail. That's one of those things that, and I think the government had the right take on it. Let's figure out who did it and get them first, and then let's look at our own processes after. And that's what they've said they're going to do.
As you can see this morning, they're worried about more attacks coming. And so the Sri Lankan government shut down all social media, Facebook, WhatsApp, some other social media sites that are used there in Sri Lanka. Does that help the situation, do you believe, that they took?
You know, it's hard to second guess them from here. Mm-hmm. You know, that it's always something that sends a chill up a democratic government. But their stated reason was to prevent misinformation. And we've seen a lot of discussion since they did that about, I believe the headline in one major newspaper was, you know, the tensions are the heat and social media can be the match.
Yeah, that would be something very disturbing to us if somebody shut down social media and just to kind of cap things. And particularly if you're trying to stop, if you're doing it under the guise of trying to stop disinformation. By the way, I want to remind the audience that at 2 o'clock today, Arturo Davis, candidate for mayor, will be in studio with me. Your questions, comments, and viewpoints are welcome. Let's continue on with the story, my friend.
John, we've been talking about lone wolves for the last period of time when we talk about terrorism, but this sense of coordination, does that put in mind for you any particular organization?
So I think we have to ask ourselves a couple of questions. Well, let's make it three. Number one, is this the resurgence of Al-Qaeda, which has been expanding its network to pick up these affiliates because it is certainly more their style? Number two, is this an ISIS-influenced group when ISIS has gone from being a caliphate, gone from being an infantry, and now remains solely as a terrorist group? And number three, is this a local group that has grown in sophistication and complexity?
Right.
The three churches and luxury hotels, does that say anything to you?
It certainly does. It certainly says this was a attack directed against Christians specifically, with a tinge of economic targets. They want to strike at a given religion, and I think we've been waiting for that shoe to drop since the attack on the mosque in New Zealand, in that both on the 15th for ISIS and on the 18th for Al-Qaeda, their leaders have called on all the affiliate groups to do an attack in revenge for that.
Okay.
And I'm that is speculation there, but it's certainly something we have to look at.
So kind of, and particularly that part of the world which has not had this type of thing, they do not have a large Muslim population. I think it's 10% of the population. But that was clearly to send a message. So they had the ability, they had the willingness, and they had the people to pull that off. And that should concern us.
And I don't know this, but one of the questions I would ask when I'm looking into it is, how old is the population there? What are the demographic breakdowns of the population? Because if you're talking young and younger, it just makes people more susceptible.
Yeah, and it's also, all these were Sri Lankans that were killed and or were rounded up. No multinationals who came into the country.
Well, and it's weird to hope that this is just a homegrown local thing. I mean, it's terrible. You don't want anything like this to happen. But as long as you're not seeing, say, Al-Qaeda 2.0 or ISIS metastasizing around the globe, that's a good thing.
That is. And when this happened, the Lincoln Memorial Sunrise Service was going on during that time, and it's a beautiful service. The sun comes up, and you're sitting there at the monument, and it's just gorgeous. The sun's coming down the mall, the National Mall, and it's just an incredibly moving place and thing to see. Probably 4,000 or 5,000 people do that. It really is an event. News Talk 98, but I thought about that as soon as it happened, because I knew it was going on at that time. News Talk 93.1, Dan Moore Show. We'll be back right after this.
Your News Talk place to be, the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV. It's written on the studio wall.
Time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
From luxury truck to work truck, Ram trucks deliver a smooth ride without sacrificing towing or hauling capability. And right now, during our 2019 spring sales event, you can save up to $14,300 on all new 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorn crew cabs in stock at Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. They are designed to last and they are priced to move. If you're looking for premium comfort in the new benchmark for SUVs, look no further than the 2019 Jeep Grand Cherokee. The new Jeep Grand Cherokee is raising the bar in luxury and performance. You can find your freedom and save big during Jeep Freedom Days at Brubaker. For a limited time, lease a new 2019 Jeep Grand Cherokee for only $327 a month. Come test drive a Ram truck 1500 Bighorn or Jeep Grand Cherokee at Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Better vehicles, better service, better pricing. It's a better buy at Brubaker.
Plus tax, tag, title, and fees. Must finance through Chrysler Capital with approved credit. Ram truck stock number R9093. Grand Cherokee 36-month lease requires first payment. Tax, tag, title, and fees at signing. $12,000 per year mileage limit. All offers expire April 30th.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. A second night of curfews in the Sri Lankan capital following terror attacks Easter Sunday, which left 290 people dead earlier today. A blast after explosives are found in a van outside one of the churches attacked. In court today, attorneys for the man accused of kidnapping and killing a University of South Carolina student who thought he was an Uber driver.
Samantha Josephson's murder has prompted Uber to add a safety reminder to its app, urging riders to verify the identity of their driver and car before getting inside.
Fox's Jonathan Seri and former Army intelligence analyst Chelsea Manning remaining behind bars for refusing to testify to a grand jury investigating WikiLeaks. This after a federal appeals court rejected a bid by the defense that Manning was erroneously found in civil contempt of court. This is Fox News.
Hey everyone, Christy from Blue Water Broadcasting, and to start off this work week, we are at Montgomery Eye on Seaton Place today from 11:30 to 1. Come and drop off your donations for Paw It Forward. We had a pretty decent week last week. We have this entire week, we have next week to collect as many donations as we possibly can for Paw It Forward. Remember, this is going to benefit the Montgomery, Pratt-Bellatoga, and Elmore County Humane Society, so we need to collect as much as we can because all that stuff is going to be divided up. So obviously, the more we collect, the more each organization has. We'll be here until 1. There is a Blue Water Broadcasting collection barrel right inside. If you're not able to stop by while we are here, come at your earliest convenience. Pet food, bedding, cleaning supplies, anything you could think of would greatly appreciate. So we'll see you soon until 1 o'clock in Montgomery Eye, Seton Place. You'll see the Blue Water Broadcasting van on the road.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
What a great forecast to start our week. We have a nice string of days ahead. Today, sunshine. It will be warmer with a high temperature up to about 82. Tonight, mostly clear. Not quite as cool. Overnight, low temperature down to about 54. Tomorrow, a mostly sunny day. How about mid-80s tomorrow, near 60 tomorrow night, up to about 84 Wednesday with partly cloudy skies. Still dry, then widely scattered showers coming in Thursday afternoon, but a better chance of showers and thunderstorms Thursday night into Friday. The pollen count medium to high today and in the medium range tomorrow. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Couple of reminders here. Number one, first-time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. Boy, I tell you, Fresh Market was just slammed on Easter. I was shocked at the number of people that were in there, including myself. I had forgotten to get a couple of things, and they had some of the prettiest flowers I'd seen, so I got a little arrangement for the outside table that really looked nice. It was very reasonably priced. Also, any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies that you pick out from Sweet Creek Farm Market. And That place was slammed on Saturday.
I believe it.
I mean, slammed. I went by, and it was like you couldn't get a parking place. It was that packed. And a lot of people selling, buying the strawberries for Easter and to do ice cream and pound cake and things like that with it. So I couldn't get in. I know.
No, it's good for business.
So. It is great for business. We really appreciate you guys hitting it up and always telling them that you're a Dan Morris Show listener. They'd love to hear that. Let's go to Catherine Harris. Trump team sues to block Democrats' subpoena of financial records.
Well, President Trump firing back on Twitter, saying, how do you impeach a Republican president for a crime that was committed by the Democrats? Make America great again. Catherine Harris picks up her coverage live in Washington.
The last few minutes, there's been a court filing over subpoenas for the president's business and other financial records. We are still pouring through this 14-page filing. But it makes the statement that members of Congress are overreaching their bounds of authority. It reads in part, Congressman Cummings, he's head of the Oversight Committee, has ignored the constitutional limits on Congress's power to investigate. Article 1 of the Constitution does not contain an investigations clause or an oversight clause. It gives Congress the power to enact certain legislation. Meantime, the House Judiciary Committee chairman is seeking testimony of former White House counsel John McGahn, and he's important because he's at the center of the obstruction findings in the Mueller report. In mid-2017, he was asked to fire the special counsel but refused. But McGahn's critics say he was a weak White House counsel, allowing FBI agents to interview former National Security Advisor Mike Flynn without prior notification, which is the standard. He also assured those close to the president his testimony to the special counsel was unremarkable. All of this as the question of impeachment further exposes divisions among Democrats.
I think it's certainly the case that an impeachment would be unsuccessful if the Republican Party continues to place a party above country, continues essentially to back the president no matter how unethical or dishonest his conduct may be. And sadly, that's where we are right now.
As we continue to pour through the Mueller report, what we find are more headlines. And if you go to the appendix, it contains the president's written answers to the special counsel. And it shows that some 30 times he could not recall the information. His lawyers are making the case that they never considered an in-person interview for the president because they say the special counsel investigators had an agenda.
I'd have been disbarred if I let him testify. There were so many indications that they wanted to trap him into perjury because they don't have a case that they were not in good faith.
Also this week, a fuller version of the Mueller report is available to lawmakers, but it does not contain grand jury material, which requires a court order. The Attorney General William Barr issued a statement late last week through a spokesperson that reads in part, the Department of Justice has also made arrangements for Chairman Nadler and other congressional leaders to review the report with even fewer redactions. In light of this, Congressman Nadler's subpoena is premature and unnecessary. The department, it says, will continue to work towards what it characterizes as legitimate requests.
So they're trying to stop the action for the financial documents that are there. And from listening to some legal talk about it, they may be actually able to do it because they're going to have to prove that it has to do something with legislative oversight. They're saying that it stems from the Michael Cohen testimony where he said that Trump inflated his net worth on financial records so he could get loans. Do you have the two clips that we play out of position that I sent you?
Yes, we're going to have to pull them up here. And this is the two annoying Democrats.
Oh, my gosh.
They're like ugly yard gnomes. Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler.
I didn't watch my normal dosage of the Sunday shows because it was Easter and I was in a peaceful, calm way. But I went back and looked at some of it this morning. I was going, this is outrageous. That's fine.
Adam Schiff, all right. Oh, wow. This is far worse than Watergate, folks, according to Adam Schiff.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess we'll be the judge of that.
Kellyanne Conway and the President of the United States called this fake news, disputed that these facts were even facts.
But Congressman,
you
went farther than saying ample evidence. You once described to me on this program that the Trump administration's actions related to the Russia probe are, quote, of a size and scope probably beyond Watergate. What do you say now?
Well, I think it's clear from the Mueller report that that's exactly right. The obstruction of justice in particular in this case is far than anything that Richard Nixon did. The break-in by the Russians of the democratic institutions, a foreign adversary, far more significant than the plumbers breaking into the Democratic headquarters. So, yes, I would say in every way this is more significant than Watergate. And the fact that a candidate for president and now a president of the United States would not only not stand up and resist Russian interference in our election, but would welcome it, goes well beyond anything Nixon did. The fact that the President of the United States would take Putin's side over his own intelligence agencies goes well beyond anything Richard Nixon did. So, yes, I think it is far more serious than Watergate.
On obstruction of justice, based on the information in the report, do you believe the president did obstruct justice?
I do believe that he obstructed justice and did so in many ways. And I think that the Mueller report points out how the elements of obstruction are met in several instances, several courses of the president's conduct. What Bob Mueller said, and this is obviously directly contrary to what Bill Barr represented to the country, is that he felt bound by the Office of Legal Counsel opinion that he could not indict a sitting president. Now, Kellyanne Conway points to that as proof of innocence, but it's not. Bob Mueller made it abundantly clear he felt he could not indict the president. The most that he could do was say that the evidence did not exonerate the president. And I think the reason why he did that is because he could not only not indict the president, but I think he also felt that he could not say that the president should be indicted, because that would be effectively the same thing. That would cast the same stigma over the president that the president would be powerless to remove. So I think that's why Bob Mueller made that non-traditional prosecutorial judgment. He came as close to saying that the evidence of obstruction was evidence of a crime as he could within the Department of Justice regulations. And that's, I think, the point that he was trying to get across, that he preserved for when the president was out of office, and that he also laid out the evidence so that Congress could understand
Little kind of brute exit on that. Sorry about that. Notice that he is comparing the Russians to get into the DNC computer, if that was true. I'm not sure if it is. To the creep, the committee to reelect the president, planning and executing a break-in of the Democratic National Committee in Watergate. And he's equating those two. Now, I wonder if the U.S. government has ever hacked into any political operation of any other world, any of governments that are there. I mean, any chance of that happening, you think?
Pretty sure, but we're on the side of freedom.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's wrong for them to do it, is it wrong for us to do it?
No. We're on the side of freedom, Dan.
Yeah, of course. God bless America and apple pie and all that.
Mm-hmm. It's just, it's interesting, too, if you really get into the weeds of this, is, you know, there's a moment where Barr, in his press conference last week, the Attorney General said, I disagreed with some of the legal theories of Mueller, right. And part of that disagreement is over what constitutes obstruction of justice, where Barr would prefer to go with an understanding that's more common, where you have to have corrupt intent and an underlying crime, whereas Mueller wants to say any attempt, even if unsuccessful, without an underlying crime could be amounting to obstruction of justice, which is a broad reading that might be allowed by the statute, but probably isn't. Like, is Trump essentially saying the Mueller investigation's a witch hunt, Mueller's biased in a tweet, obstruction of justice? I don't think it is.
Well, that's where we're going to go with this thing. I can feel the momentum of what the White House is trying to do with the Department of Justice is get to the bottom of the FISA warrant, and I think they're going to set the predicate up that this had fake, false beginning, so therefore everything, the fruit of the poisonous tree concept, and it was basically staged. And then that's going to make DOJ look really bad, but I think that's the next thing coming. And then when this thing gets to I don't think they have the votes in the House right now, even with a majority of Democrats.
Well, and what's interesting is, at the end of the day, because it is a sitting president, and because there's no proof of criminal conspiracy or coordination with the Russian government by any American, let alone the president or his campaign. So this, at the end of the day, is a political matter. The only way to remove a president is impeachment. So even if you can lay down a roadmap, which I don't, it's a very circuitous roadmap, it's all over the place. I don't see the Democrats' case. And even if they had a case, the will to impeach.
Well, they're going to keep pushing it until they feel that they're convincing the public is where it's going to go.
Yeah.
But it's going to be the first is with the most is here. If they can get to this FISA warrant information and get to it pretty quickly, then the Republicans are just going to go, you know, this had a bad beginning, so it shouldn't have a better or even worse end to it. Let's go into the next one here. This is our other favorite person, Jerry Nadler. And listen to the pause that he has when talking to Chuck Todd.
Can know what was going on, but can make judgments.
You have all of this case of obstruction presented in the Mueller report, as you just stated. Some might ask, why haven't you opened an impeachment inquiry? Or, in fairness, is that what you're doing right now?
I don't think we're doing that. We may get to that. We may not. As I said before, it is our job to go through all the evidence, to all the information
the
we can get,
and to go where the evidence leads us.
I'm sorry.
How much does the politics impact this? As you know, impeachment gets politicized. So you have a legal case that you believe this happens and you should do it, but the politics dictate something else. How much is that going to influence this decision?
I don't know. That'll come down the road when we see what we have.
Is this in Nancy Pelosi's hands?
Among others. She's not the only person. She's certainly the leader of the Democratic caucus. She's the Speaker of the House. Okay. It's partly her and partly a lot of other people.
Do you think this is impeachable?
Pause.
Yeah, I do. I do think that this, if proven, which hasn't been proven yet, some of this would be impeachable, yes.
All right.
Obstruction of justice, if proven, would be impeachable.
And then you're going to go about to see if you can prove it?
Well, we're going to see where the facts lead us.
Did you like that pause? I mean, that was a pregnant pause if there ever was one.
Right.
And he knew he had said something wrong. Did you hear how he kind of walked it back a little bit as soon as he said that? He paused, thought about it, goes, yes. And then he goes, but nothing's been proven yet. So you just think it's there. Let's go to the phone, so let's go to Clint. Clint, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good day, sir. I hope you had a good Easter.
I had a spectacular Easter.
Yeah. Our Lord and Savior has risen.
The Lord has risen indeed.
He's here today. So. Mueller.
Yes, sir.
I would think the man would want to testify, and I hope he does. You know, say what he's got to say. And look, Congress decide what they, his answers may be positive and they may be negative. I'll let the man talk. That's just my opinion. What do you think?
Well, I don't know. I don't know what Mueller's intentions are. When I go back and I read that report, there's some things to me he took a little artistic license with the way he worded things in the report. And I'm not sure if that was him or if that was some of his attorneys that were working for him, such as Weissman. But what we're kind of getting is some of the people who kind of refuting some of the things that were in the documents or in the report, and you're going to hear John Dowd in a little bit talk about that and some others. But this is.
But you and I don't know who what they're denying, or do we?
We don't know who's denying what.
What's in the report?
I've read a pretty good chunk of the report. I just don't know what the. I can't read the redacted portions of it, but when I read it, I get worried about the word craft, the wordsmith of it, and some of the words he uses, because it seems to take some liberties with some legal things to me.
All right, sound good. I understand that. Mr. Morris, I thank you for what you do, and stay and keep us informed, sir. Have a good day.
Thank you. Appreciate it. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show. Remember, if you want to get in the Sweet Creek Farm Market Gift Basket, you just need to call and talk to us and let us know, and we'll get you in. It's going to be a great weekend for it that's coming up. Dan Morris Show will be back right after this. I'm out of love,
The Dan Morris Show.
the biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Udell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team-building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
One, two, three. Ooh. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow, 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 ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
The Marshall Tucker Band is coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, and News Talk 93.1 wants you to win tickets before they're gone.
Gonna check a freight train down at the station line. I don't care where it goes.
Tune into the 3 Minute and the Lady Morning Show with Greg, Jay, Emily, and Rich all week long to win tickets to see the Marshall Tucker Band at the MPAC on April 25th. Tickets to the Marshall Tucker Band at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, April 25th, from News Talk 93.1, the River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I am what I am. I am what I am.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
This is where we are.
Say you don't want to chance it. You've been hurt so before.
Let's say we have five to the top.
Yes.
Let's do Paula Reed first, if you don't mind, since we stay with that subject matter.
Considering the option of impeaching President Trump, now that most of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia report has been made public. House Democrats plan to hold a conference call later today to discuss what Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi calls a grave matter. The president responded on Twitter over the weekend accusing Democrats of wrongdoing. Paula Reed is at the White House with the latest on this story.
Even though the White House is declaring the Mueller report a total victory for the president, the scrutiny continues as Democrats refuse to take impeachment off the table, even though party leaders acknowledge that would be politically risky.
A lot of great things happening for our country. Thank you very much.
As President Trump attended Easter services in West Palm Beach, Special Counsel Robert Mueller avoided questions outside his church in Washington.
Will you testify before Congress, sir?
No comment.
It's the first time we've heard Mueller speak since being appointed special counsel.
They attacked him outside the church.
I saw that video.
I couldn't believe it.
I'm amazed the guy didn't get punched, and I think Robert Mueller would have been justified. It's like, I'm going to church on Easter Sunday. Get the microphone out of my face.
Well, and the look on his face when the guy asked him the question, I mean, he gets this look that, like, what?
What is wrong with you?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Let's go to the phones and go to Red Top. Red Top, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show. How are you on this gorgeous day?
Gosh. Can't get any better. And yesterday, you talk about an angelic Easter Sunday. My gosh, the color of the sky in the morning was just the most beautiful blue I've ever seen.
It really was. The day, top to bottom, was spectacular. A little chilly in the morning, but that gave us a cool evening. Slept like a rock. Got up a little late, but got everything kind of taken care of. Went to church. It was just a spectacular day.
It was. I did not see what you guys were just talking about. Is this Mueller you're talking about that came out of church and they...
Mueller, yeah. He's getting in it. He has a white car and a black car. I assume the black car was the issued to him by DOJ, but...
And I believe he's with his wife. His wife's already seated in the
car. She's already in the car. And he's getting in, and a reporter comes up to him and asks him about, you know, the report. And he gives him a look like, what are you talking about? I mean, why are you asking me this on Easter?
Well, because people have no class. I don't know why he was expecting otherwise. And I saw Elijah Cummings yesterday morning on Face the Nation, which that's one of the worst Face the Nations I've ever seen. Sheeper is weak. But Elijah Cummings, these guys, they are in panic mode because they didn't get what they needed, and they really got nothing. And I'm surprised at how much they're pressing this issue. Donald Trump can use Article 2 to fire anybody, no matter what they do. If Congress subpoenas you, you have to show up or you're held in contempt of Congress, which really means nothing, right?
Right. I mean, they have arrest powers, but they've never used them.
Oh, okay. And
there's actually a jail in the basement of the Capitol.
Yeah. Jerry Nadler and Elijah Cummings are two awful, stupid people to be the headpieces for this situation, don't you think?
Well, I tell you a couple of things. I think, one, this is where they're coming from. I mean, you heard the Adam Schiff and Nadler piece. This is in their DNA. They want this really badly, and they want to be the superstars that bring Donald Trump down, because then they will be the heroes of the far left.
Wow.
I do not think that they've got anywhere near the votes to pull this thing off.
No, nor do they have. I've been listening off and on to different folks read different passages and all that, and you know, there's nothing impeachable anywhere about anything, and nothing compared to what Clinton did. So we got to get this vice of one. I think Bob Barr is working a whole lot, and I can't imagine how pissed off this man is going to be when he gets in front of Congress. I don't. If I was a senator, I would not want to hear his answers, because I bet they have attacked this man's integrity like nobody's business. Don't you think?
Yeah, and they're doing it all for 2020. I mean, this is all. When you watch this and listen to the language that they use, they all have universal talking points. The whole thing is to make Trump look bad. What has Trump done wrong today? And they're just going to keep adding to it. They don't have a case. I mean, he can fire Mueller. I mean, there's no doubt about that. And that's not obstruction of justice.
No, and again, I think the attacks on Robert Barr are going to really come back to haunt him, because I don't see this man as taking all this